your finances on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Welcome back, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. We are bringing you the best of the best on creating uncommon wealth, taking your finances to a higher power. So it is Sunday, April 12th. My goodness, we're already a quarter of the way through the year, and it's just flying by. So what we're going to talk about this week is perspective. And this is something that it's not only challenging for traders. It's in general, it's just challenging for everyone. Now, kind of to get us started, the old adage that people say, like let's say they're I got a little bit of a sore throat today. People have throughout the years, people will always say, "Well, I'll believe it when I see it," when they're talking about something happening. And this usually leads to a laugh, or they'll say, "Oh yeah, you know, that guy's so lucky. He's got the Midas touch. Maybe I can, you know, rub on his arm and have it, you know, wear off on me." And the problem is that statement is backwards. You will see it, whatever it is you're looking for, you will see it when you believe it. Now, I believe that statement has been turned around by people, let's say, in authority, maybe bosses, maybe teachers, maybe faith leaders. I don't know. But the statement, "I'll believe it when I see it," is backwards. So you got to bear that in mind, folks, because especially with trading, you can't say, "I will believe that my equity is growing when I see it." That's ridiculous. How can you see that your equity is growing when you see it? You will see your equity growing when you believe it's growing. Now, let's kind of extrapolate this a little bit. Let's go into this a little deeper. So what does it mean to believe in something? What does it mean to believe in opportunity? And let's just take some quotes here from other philosophers or, throughout time. If we want to talk about, all right, let's look, what are we looking at here? Okay, so the quote I'm talking about basically has to do with seeing opportunity. Now, Mark Douglas and I have been teaching for decades in every single one of our books, his book, Trading in the Zone, my book, Keys to Power Profits, The Disciplined Trader, Little Book of Trading Performance, and so forth. It was always kind of a mystery to Mark and I as to why we have to keep teaching traders that there is always opportunity in the markets. And those of you who are experiencing boom and bust cycles, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. If you're having a boom and bust cycle or repeated boom and bust cycles, then that truly means you do not believe there is always opportunity. You do not believe at a core level of your being that there's always opportunity to take profits. Now, I'm not talking about the amount of profit. I'm simply talking about taking profit, period. Okay? So if you don't believe that there's always opportunity, then you're not going to see all the opportunity in front of you. You gotta understand this, folks. Okay? So, I mean, let's look at this quote from Douglas MacArthur, you know, the great warrior from World War II, General Douglas MacArthur. He told his troops, "There is no security on this earth. There is only opportunity." Now, of course, for the most part, he was speaking about going into battle, meaning there's no security with your armor or you know, engaging the enemy. You know, there's no assurity that you're going to come out alive. And it's no different with your trading. There is no trading system that is the Holy Grail. And it's really sad that in this year, 2026, I still have to be telling traders that there is no such thing. And I understand you're on the internet and you've got these slick websites and these goofballs saying, "Oh yeah, you know, this is it. You're never going to have a losing trade, or you're only 5% of your trades, or that's it. That's all you're going to lose year in and year out with this system." Well, that's ridiculous, because there is no system like that. There is no security in any trading system except for the way that you manage it. And if you are going to listen to somebody else's claims and have an expectation that their trading system is going to provide you with great wealth and great profits without having done any research about them or talked to them or, you know, gotten any referrals from actual clients and have used their system, then you're setting yourself up for boom and bust cycles. Now, there are a lot of systems out there that probably do fairly well. You know, I'm not going to sit here and recommend any of them, because that's not what I do, and I'm not licensed to do that, as I've said before. But for you to understand that you will see it when you believe it is critical. It's a critical component to you being able to see opportunity, see profit, and take it. Now, you know who I'm talking to here, because a lot of you have called me up and said, "Oh, my goodness, I saw it. I saw the trade. I saw the opportunity. I saw the trend. I saw the movement. And I didn't do it. I got in too late. Or I didn't get in at all." So the bottom line is, that goes back to you not believing in you, not believing in your ability to take profit, because you're still caught in the closed loop of thinking, "I have to get this trade because the next one may never happen, or it may be weeks before another trade happens." That's crazy. Come on, folks, you're better than this. You're smarter than that. You have to stop allowing social media to mess with your focus. Now, I worked with a guy earlier this month, and he's in four chat rooms, for lack of a better word. So you know, he's paying to be in four, you know, I'll just call them chat rooms. It's an old-fashioned term from the 90s, but okay, it's a chat room where you have a moderator, and the moderator is claiming that they're taking these trades, but who knows if they are or not, and they've got charts up. So he's looking at all four of these trading advisor chat rooms, and in each one of them, when he said he wasn't going to take one of the trades that the moderator told him to take, the other subscribers immediately jumped on him and started putting him down. So you got to stop to think, like, why would you pay? Why would anyone pay to be in a forum? Sorry, that's the word. Thank you. Thank you to my producer for giving me that word. I could not think of it. So you're in these training forums, and just because you don't want to take a trade that the moderator may say, number one, why would you announce that to the group? First of all, it's nobody's business. Second of all, by announcing that to the group, you're giving up your edge, meaning your mental edge, because now you have opened the door for all those other traders who can't think for themselves or don't want to think for themselves, and they are hooked on that moderator, trading advisor, telling them what to do instead of them thinking about what they're going to do themselves. Now you've opened the door for them to criticize you. What's the point in that? So as I'm talking to this trader, and I explained that to him, and I said, why did you say you didn't want to take that trade? And he said, because I just didn't see it working. I said, there you go. You'll see it when you believe it. So he didn't see it working because he didn't believe it, because he trusted his instinct. So I asked him, I said, well, did you put on the trade anyway? He said, well, yeah, after all these other traders were hammering me, I went and put the trade on anyway. I said, how much did you lose? He lost $8,000. So he disregarded his own belief system because he listened to total strangers on the internet in these forums that he's paying to be in. He's paying thousands of dollars every month to be in these forums, and he's allowing people to talk him out of his own beliefs. Now, I bring this up, folks, because I know you know what I'm talking about. You cannot let anyone else talk you out of something you know is not going to work. You can't let anyone else talk you out of something you know isn't going to work. It works both ways. So what we're going to talk about here today is your perspective. What kind of perspective do you need as a trader to maintain that winning streak and sustain it? So think about that while we take a break. Okay, so getting back to perspective. I know I've mentioned this previously, but I'm gonna keep bringing it up until all of you kind of get the message. Long before I met Mark Douglas in Chicago, I dated a Chicago Police Department detective. He was also a trader, part-time. He traded on the Mid-Am and the Board of Trade. And he was a real cutie, I gotta tell you. He was so funny. And one of the things that he said to me over and over again was always trust your instinct. Now, the context that he told it to me in was about staying safe. You know, not getting drunk in a bar and then, you know, walking home at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, stuff like that. Not that I did that. I'm just saying, you know, he was just always, you know, whatever women he met, he would always say, look, you know, trust your instinct. If you're not sure about a guy, go with that. And he always said that there would be less bad things happening to women if they trusted their gut. So I always remembered that. And, you know, when I started trading, I kept that in the back of my mind when I was trading on the floor. So it really does apply to trading, though, because if you're, no matter what forums you subscribe to, no matter what trading advisor you may pay for advice, you still got to have common sense, folks. if you're going to be a winning warrior trader, and this is the kind of things we go over at great length at in my workshop, The Disciplined Trader. If you're going to become, you want to become a winning warrior trader and create uncommon wealth as a trader, then you have to start thinking for yourself, and you have to start trusting the very instinct that you inherited from God. God gave every living creature instinct. Now, all you got to do is watch any kind of show about animals. You could watch anything on PBS, you could watch anything on the Animal Planet, and you could be sitting there watching a whole herd of gazelles in Africa, right? And they're just sitting there and they're eating grass and they're hanging out and they're chilling. And all of a sudden, one tail goes up and boom, they all take off. What is that? That's instinct. Instinct that they know the lions are coming, or a lion, or a cheetah, or any type of predator. Could be a snake. Who knows? That's the same instinct that each one of us humans have, the exact same instinct. Now think back to a time when you may have met somebody and you thought, you know, inside you're thinking, I don't like this guy. And then you second guess it and say, okay, I don't even know him yet. And I'm just saying, using him as a general term, could be a woman. And you disregard that. And then somewhere down the road, you realize I should have trusted my instinct because they did you a wrong turn. So my point being is it's the exact same thing when you're trading. If you put on a valid trade, let's just say you put on a trade you got from your system. You got a good setup, you get in the market, and all of a sudden you're getting a feeling like, uh-oh. Or you just have a thought, this isn't going to work. Then get out of the trade. Now, you will be able to get out of the trade if you truly believe there's always opportunity. That's the way it works. So when you call me up and you complain, well, I held on to it too long, or I got in too late, that's because you don't believe there's always profit to be taken out of the markets. Always. Now, again, doesn't mean maybe every day. Maybe some days will be slow. Maybe some days are too crazy and you just don't want to get in. I know it's like that for me sometimes, especially with current world events. But I'm a little more conservative than maybe a lot of you out there listening. But the point is, I trust my gut. And if I don't feel that I can manage a trade effectively in whatever type of market conditions, then I don't trade. You know why? Because then I don't lose. Now, I say this over and over, but apparently it doesn't get through to some of you, so that's why we're going over this more in depth. All right? So here's a good phrase to keep in mind. All right? And this is from Publius Syrus, who lived in the first BC. Now, I've never really heard of this person, but apparently he's got some good things to say. And what he wrote was, while we stop to think, we often miss our opportunity. So here's another philosopher saying, rely on your instinct. It's pretty simple. I think I've shared that, you know, in modern times here, in the last couple of years, with, you know, all the people out there that may have bad intentions towards others, there have been a number of times during the middle of the day, you know, broad daylight, I may go to run to the grocery store. And there was, you know, one time it happened a couple weeks ago. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I thought, well, you know, I'll just go run and get a sandwich. And I parked in the strip mall. And as I went to go park the car, I had a really bad feeling. I had an uneasy feeling. And an uneasy feeling to me means it's a bad feeling, okay? I looked around. I didn't see anything. I didn't see any strangers walking around harassing people. I didn't see anything that you could put your finger on. So I put the car in park and I thought about it. And I thought, okay, there's a reason behind this. And I decided, well, you know what? I'm just going to go home and have a peanut butter sandwich. The old standby. Peanut butter or tuna fish, right? Two of my favorites. Full of protein. So I got home, and about a week later, I find out that the very store I was going to go into was being held up by two armed gunmen. And they shot a pregnant woman. She lived, and so did her baby. And she was holding a two-year-old in her arms while they shot her. So that's what I'm saying. It doesn't have to be anything as drastic as that. But when you don't follow your instinct as a traitor, you may not lose your life, but you could lose your entire trading account. And that's your financial life. Right? Think about this, folks. So I followed my instinct, and that was the exact store I was going to go in and get a sandwich from, and I would have walked in on the middle of it. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, well, you know, you said that, you know, you are a licensed gun owner, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to be willing to engage in something like that. Even if I disregarded my instinct, that would not be appropriate. God gave us instinct. He gave us impulse for a reason. So you got to discern, is one an instinct or is one an impulse just because you want to be in the markets? So you still have to be discerning and say, all right, am I feeling uncomfortable about putting on this trade because I'm not sure if I'll be able to manage it effectively to take profit? Or am I feeling uncomfortable about putting on this trade because it's really not a valid trade? And this is where you have to be honest with yourself. I can't make you be honest. You're the only one that can be honest. Now, I've shared a lot of things with you folks over the last couple of years here, you know, in this weekly show, on, 1610 WBGS. And I've been honest. I've been transparent. And I've told you when I did not do things to the best of my ability. But that's how you learn. That's how you grow as a trader. Say, okay, I didn't do well yesterday's trading. Tomorrow, I'm going to do better. That's all. There's nothing negative. It's just a learning curve, always. So think about what learning curve you might want to embrace as we head into the break, and we will be back very shortly.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on A Higher Power.
So continuing on in this segment, I'm going to start with another philosophical statement. And this is a Senegalese proverb. And it is written, "The opportunity that God sends does not wake up those who are asleep." Now, you might be saying, well, what the heck does that mean? It's real simple. What is a primary focus in our society today for entertainment? Streaming, right? Now, I moved into this new area when I moved the office last fall, And included in the office space was streaming services. Now, I've never had streaming services, first of all, because I don't watch television that much. And second of all, I have no desire to get distracted from my trading, from my coaching, from my radio show here, or anything else I might be doing. But, on occasion, there's always couple days over the Easter holiday that it was slow, and I thought, I'm going to check out and see what everybody's talking about. First of all, there are so many providers, because we can't call them stations anymore. There are so many providers. There's Hulu, Xumo, Spectrum, whatever. I mean, I'm not even going to go down the list. You guys all know what I'm talking about. So what I normally do is, if I want to look at something other than my regular channels like Turner Classic Movies or Hallmark, happy channels, or Discover or National Geographic, stuff like that. So I started clicking on the part that says movies, and that will give you countless movies, many of which I never heard of. And I think a lot of it because a lot of them were made strictly to go into streaming services. Anyway, there have been some very insightful movies there. I mean, I'm not going to list them here today, but there have been some very, very good movies. And then, there's the typical action movies, and there's the typical zombie stuff and evil stuff and, war and war in space and war with animals and war between animals and just a lot of negative programming. So you have to stop and think, what is it that you choose to watch? And I'm not going to get into the online gambling in today's show, but we'll get into that at another time. But what is it that you choose to watch to relax or to chill out or to veg out, to use an outdated term? You got to think about this, folks. I watched, there was this movie called The Impossible, and you may have seen it. And allegedly, it's about the tsunami event in Thailand from some years ago. This was the most stupid movie I have ever seen. First of all, they're showing this family that's ripped apart by the tsunami, swimming across the tsunami to meet each other again. Give me a break. It's so absurd. But they had a couple big name actors in it, so I'm sure it gets a lot of likes. And then there was another movie, and oh gosh, I can't remember the name. And this was a true story, actually. It was about football players. I'm going to see if I can bring this up. Let's see, what is it called? The movie was called Not Without Hope. Now, this is a real story. It's a 2009 incident. And they had four men, three of whom were football players, and another was a the coach. And they were all being traded, or one of the players had lost his job, and so they were all moving, and so they decided to go out one last time on one of the football players' boat. And none of them knew, where their next job was going to be. So they were having some difficult, spiritual, emotional, and financial, questions going on. But that isn't what I'm getting at. So they go out on this boat. First of all, they go out. They didn't have warm clothes. They didn't take blankets. They took food. One thing they did do was wrap their phones in plastic, their cell phones. But they put their phones in the backpack so no one could reach them all day. So dark, so they, you know, they're going out to a special fishing spot and they drop anchor. And the dark clouds start rolling in, and now the coach was not into sailing. I mean, they had motor on the boat, but he just wasn't into sailing. So he was not engaging in fishing. But the other three guys are having a good time, and they're all drinking some beers. So the coach kept saying, you know, the weather's rolling in. We need to go back to shore. They were, I think, 50 or 70 miles offshore in this alleged, you know, fishing hole that was supposed to be, you know, super, super cool. So just a really large distance. Well, they didn't listen until the storm was almost on them. And so finally, the guy who owns a boat tells one of the other football players to pull up the anchor. Well, the anchor got stuck under a rock or something, and they couldn't pull it up. And so instead of just cutting the rope to the anchor, the player who owns the boat said, "I'm not losing another anchor. We got to pull it up." Now, this is a football player that's moving. He's starting a new job with a new team. He's worried about an anchor as the storm is starting to rage around them. So what he attempts to do is go forward and backwards by zooming the engine, shutting the engine off, down, you know, back and forth, trying to dislodge the anchor. Well, it didn't work. And what he ended up doing was overturning the boat. So now they're on top of an overturned boat. And now you've got this storm raging around them. So what is my point about this? My point is that he didn't trust his instinct. Now the coach was trusting his instinct, and he kept telling him, "Look, guys, we got to go in. We got to go in." And the other three guys who were so focused on the fact that they were being traded, they didn't know what their future was going to be. They had lost a connection to their inherent soul, their instinct, their God-given instinct, and just refused to pay attention to the weather. So needless to say, you know, they were out there for, I think, almost 3 days, 2 days anyway. And, the three football players died and the coach survived. So, yes, that's a drastic example, folks. And I know some of you say, "Well, oh my gosh, you know, you just talk gloom and doom." Well, when you don't follow your instinct as a trader, it can be financial gloom and doom. So I make these analogies to show you that even the best athletes on the planet, and these guys were very talented, you know, they were still young, still in their 20s and early 30s, still had, you know, plenty of career left. They were very bright, educated young men, but they had lost their focus, so much so that they lost their trust in their instinct. Because they all kind of discussed it when the thunder started rolling, like, "Well, you know, maybe we should go in, maybe we should go in." And, "Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay." Because they wanted to get a bunch of fish, because that's what they set out to do. And it was almost as if they had come home without getting the fish, they would have felt like failures because of everything else going on in their lives. So they disregarded all the signals that were coming from Mother Nature and ultimately, you know, paid a price. So I don't want any of you to lose your trading accounts. I want you to listen to my messages, listen to my show here, and take the advice or the suggestions that I give you and grow your trading account to the highest level of money that you can dream of. Then I want you to call me back and tell me about it, because I'll jump up and down for joy with you.
And that's what this is all about.
Trusting in God to guide you, to trust your instinct. He's giving you the instinct, telling you, get in here, get out now, no matter what anyone else says. You have to learn how to trust that. I'm going to tell you right now, I was talking about this earlier with a good friend of mine, and I just told her, I said, there's been times when I go to a about the server that I'm not comfortable with, and many times it'll be because I see them bussing a table, cleaning off a table, putting their hands inside the glasses to pick them up, and then they go right to go pick up the food, the plates of food. Okay, that's like, hello, major germs. That's really gross. So I'm, you know, and Mark Douglas was the same way. He was very, very conscious of staying healthy. So it's little things like that. If you trust your instinct, then you'll keep your health. You'll keep your financial health. Now, I'm not saying that you guys should turn into a germaphobe or anything like that, or even follow anything that I do, but you just have to start learning how to follow your instinct so you can grow your equity. And following instinct equals creating uncommon wealth. We're heading into break. We'll be right back.